Mari, where are you? We're about to get swarmed.
Marissa Carneseca grimaced and blinked on the message. I'll be there as soon as I can, she sent. Give me a minute.
A minute? Her father sent back. Our livelihood is failing, with our home itself hanging in the balance, and you need a minute?
Yes, Marissa sent back. I'm almost done, and then I'll be right there. She rolled her eyes, then immediately regretted it. The Ginny interface could compensate for involuntary eye movement, but a dramatic gesture like an eye roll, and Marissa's eye roll had been as dramatic as she could make it, was as disastrous as a fumbled swipe on a touchscreen. Apps and icons swirled across her vision, seeming to scatter to every corner of the swanky cafe she was sitting in. She blinked rapidly on each of them, bringing them back into place. The most important was the list of lunch orders. Everyone who placed an order at the Solipsis Cafe left a digital trail, and she had camped on the cafe's network to route all of those orders through her Ginny, a supercomputer implanted directly into her brain. Lunch orders ticked by, one every few seconds, on a list that her Ginny projected directly onto her eye implants. The list seemed to float in the air in front of her, though of course no one else could see it. Which was handy, because spying on someone else's network was very illegal. Marissa found the conversation with her father and pulled it back into the center of her vision. An angry message flashed at the end of it, waiting for a response.
It's the lunch rush, Morena, he'd sent her. We can't do this without you.
I know it's lunch, she sent back. Why do you think I'm here?
Because you don't want to help with lunch?
Marissa controlled her eye roll this time, instead closing her eyes and clenching her fist in frustration. It was so like her father to put ellipses in a message. She could practically hear his voice pausing in the middle sentence. She opened her eyes again and looked down at the cafe table in front of her and the salad sitting on it. She already felt guilty for being here. Her family really did need her for the lunch rush at San Juanito, their family restaurant, and now she felt even more guilty for buying a salad. She hadn't wanted to, but the cafe wouldn't let her stay otherwise. She looked at the wall beside her. Right on the other side of it, barely 3 feet away, the Solipsis Cafe server sat on a desk, oblivious to her infiltration. A direct hack would have been too easy to detect, which was why she needed to be so close. She wasn't logged into their network. She was literally just reading the wireless signals as they flew through it. She glanced at the order list again, hoping the one she needed would pop up before her father went apoplectic. Still nothing. At least her father hadn't looked up her location yet.
You're downtown? Her father sent her.
You'll never make it back in time.
Marissa looked at the ceiling, shaking her head. GPS locators were part of the parental controls her parents had enabled when they'd purchased her Ginny in the first place, just like they had with all of her siblings. Marissa had circumvented most of the parental controls years ago, but she had to be careful about the really obvious ones, like location, where it was way too easy to be caught in a lie. And their punishment would be swift and merciless. They'd even turned her Ginny off once, leaving her completely disconnected from everything. She shivered again at the memory of it. Someday she'd be able to pay for her own service plan, and then she could do whatever she wanted. But she was nowhere near being able to afford that now. She could barely afford this salad.
Not only are you downtown, sent her father, you're at the Solipsis Cafe.
I know, she sent back.
Their salads cost 10 yuan. We can't afford $60 lunches.
I know.
Did you use my account to pay for this?
Papi.
You come home right now, muchacha.
And waste this salad? She shot back. It cost me $60.